From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Christopher Dodd, is set to introduce legislation that's expected to be tougher on financial firms than was anticipated just a few weeks ago. The measure is aimed at avoiding a recurrence of the financial crisis that beset Wall Street. Dodd is proposing to expand the powers of the Federal Reserve, but create a less powerful consumer protection agency than President Obama once demanded. The Federal Reserve says industrial production is up a bit, but NPR's Jim Zaroli reports severe winter weather took a toll on manufacturers.
The Fed said that overall industrial production was up a tenth of a percentage point. That was much less than the month before, but it was still the eighth straight monthly increase. And it was more evidence that the economy is slowly climbing out of its slump. Production rose at the nation's mines and utilities, but overall manufacturing activity fell by two-tenths of a percentage point because of an unusually steep drop in auto manufacturing. The drop in factory activity was probably due at least in part to the unusually severe weather in much of the country, which forced many manufacturers to cut shifts. The Fed also said factories are still operating well below capacity, which will give the Fed plenty of room to keep interest rates low at this week's meeting. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is telling Israel's parliament that Jewish settlement construction in East Jerusalem does not hurt the city's Palestinian residents. Israel drew angry reactions from U.S. officials and the Palestinians after announcing plans to build 1,600 new units in East Jerusalem during a visit by Vice President Joe Biden last week. The government says it cannot explain and has been unable to duplicate an incident of sudden high-speed acceleration in a Toyota Prius last week. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will keep investigating but may never know exactly what happened with the car. The owner, James Sykes, says his car took him on a 30-mile wild ride before he was able to bring it to a stop. Congressman Daryl Issa tells CBS the inability of investigators to duplicate the problem raises questions about the driver's claims. Some people, he says, are seeking a moment of fame.
In some cases, people didn't understand how their car worked, and so they thought something was unintended acceleration when it wasn't. And in some cases, there will be people who quite honestly want the notoriety.
The car's owner, Sykes, has said he has no plans to sue Toyota and has refused all media requests for interviews, but his attorney says it's not unusual that the problem could not be replicated. Toyota has been unable to replicate any of the recent safety problems. Word that Moody's Investor Service says the U.S. could eventually lose its top-notch credit rating is creating a cautious mood on Wall Street. Stocks are slightly lower so far in early trading. The Dow Industrials are down 39 points at 10,585. This is NPR News from Washington. European Union finance ministers are gathering in Brussels amid conflicting reports about whether they will agree on a rescue package for Greece. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the biggest players are already weighing in.
Ahead of today's gathering of finance ministers from the 16 countries that share the euro, EU negotiators worked all weekend to put together a plan that could provide the Greek government with more financial support as it tries to bring down its enormous deficit and debt. Details have leaked out that point to a framework for bilateral loans and loan guarantees. Some reports say a package worth around 25 billion euros will be considered. But the eurozone's two largest economies, France and Germany, dispute those predictions. French economy minister Christine Lagarde says she doesn't expect any figures to come out of the meeting, while German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble, quoted in the Bild newspaper, goes so far as to say there's no reason to take decisions on financial aid at this point. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Wary residents of North Dakota and Minnesota are keeping a close eye on the rising waters of the Red River. Cass County, North Dakota Sheriff Paul Laney.
We just live it. It's just our life. It's what we do. We live in a valley, a very large valley in the Red River Valley, and we know that this is realistic. Nobody wants this. We sure hoped it wasn't going to happen, but now that it's coming, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to work with our neighbors. We're going to work with our people. We're going to take care of business, and we're going to get it done.
The National Weather Service says the Red River might be 20 feet above flood stage by the end of the week, so the stacking of hundreds of sandbags is already underway. Last year, the river rose to a record 23 feet above flood stage and caused extensive flooding and damage in the region. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.